Project Next, analyzing the future before it happens. Well, that's just like a little experimentation with an intro, analyzing, peering into, jumping into, creating something dagnabbit. But it's about what is next. On the lines, Bob Dobbs and Ion. Oh, it has been such a long minute since they've been here. Yeah, only a minute, because look where we are right now. Do you know that what's coming up on the 4th of July? But a bing. It's like you procrastinate for a second and a year goes by. I just hate that. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Let me tell you real quickly, for one again, I want to thank those that participate in the sweepstakes for the Lydia Emily goodness, and thank you so much, you guys, for pledging your support. I just want to tell you guys that there's a great event coming up at the end of the month that flows so well with tonight's guest, Bob and Ion. The Extraordinary Technology Conference is going to be held in Albuquerque, New Mexico, hopefully. Do you know what? They said 24 fires started in 24 hours in New Mexico today. I mean, some is that pyros? We'll have to ask the boys about that. But hopefully they will have that out. Because there are going to be around 40 different presenters bringing their own in-the-garage technologies based on Tesla technology, magnetic motors, zero-point energy, energy-saving devices, the GEET motors, electro-gravitational forces, electro-medicine, electro-healing, all of this goodness. Just like you little genies out there and how you are finding a way to express yourself in helping this planet, here are a bunch of geeks coming out to New Mexico to share their wares from July 28th through July 31st. And a special guest, Marco Roden, is going to be there, and he's going to be bringing his updated Roden coil for conductor and new information on, and we'll ask him about this too, on a morphogenetic field bioetheric template within the DNA that is responsible for all gene expression. This is what this gentleman has been working on. He's going to be a very special presenter coming up at the end of July. Please call. It's going to be held at the Albuquerque Marriott Pyramid North, 800-266-9432. For more information, 520-463-1994 or visit www.teslatech.info, teslatech.info, going to announce that again, but just wanted to let you know, Stephen Ellswick, we're going to try and get them on and try and get some of the scientists that are going to be out there to come in and let you know more about that in the coming week. But please go to the website and support the geeks, the creators, and all this stuff of all forms that are doing good for the planet. And also coming up tonight from 7:30 to 9, Astral Travel and Spiritual Development at the International Academy of Consciousness. And that's Luis Monero, who has been on this program before. Really, you know, when we're talking about body technology, well, here is somebody who takes it very seriously. And the phone number there, 310-482-0000. And that's Astral Travel, Spiritual Development. Yes, darling. Out-of-body experiences consciously. If we're talking about body technology, well, here, boom. This is what we are talking about, helping you develop. Okay, on the lines, Bob Dobbs and Ion. So you guys, I just got done talking about a guy by the name of Marco Roden, talking about a morphogenic field bioetheric template within the DNA that is responsible for all gene expression. Your thoughts?
Well, Ion, would I know you could slay everybody that's going to be going to that concert.
Well, now, do you want to raise the anthropomorphic ante, or where you want to go?
Yeah, we could be polite, or you could just lay it out where they're missing a boat. But take this DNA, whatever it is that Evan just said. How would you address what that guy's imagining he's making?
Yeah.
Well, okay. There's a difference between science and knowing. And if you could get to knowing, then science becomes a bit of gibberish. you see.
Yes.
It'd be like taking a recipe and describing the components of the recipe, and you're missing the eggs, the whole eggs, out of the process. Now, you can synthesize eggs, but then the binding of that aspect or prospect of the genome within the body, the meat sack body itself, you got to start from perfect. If you could get one perfect, oh, but wait, they're already doing that, Bob. If you get one perfect and start looking at that one, all of a sudden you've changed the bar of what to get to. See, that's the issue, Evan, is that they're coming from a standpoint of less than, and they're getting better and better and better and better. And it's kind of amazing that the human structure, some of these dogs won't die. They'll just hang on and hang on and hang on and hang on. And science will say, well, you died 15 years ago, and they're still hanging on, hanging around. They're still here. So if you start with a perfect one and dissect it back, then maybe you can get somewhere.
Very
but
good.
Starting from nowhere or less than state and trying to perfect less than, it's kind of like practice. It only makes practice. Perfect practice makes perfect. And that would probably be the only degree that you'd want to engage information.
Yeah, so the RNA drops. One drop, Evan. We have people who take the RNA drops, and they have friends who think it's nonsense, and they sneak up on their friends and say, open your mouth. They open their mouth, and they put one drop in that skeptical friend. That friend has changed forever. The only reason I take 122 drops a day is to balance off the changes in my body from the original drop I took. So one drop perfects your cell. Is that what you would say, Ian, or it just opens up to the perfection?
One drop is enough to incite the change. That's next.
Wow.
One drop is enough. That's all it takes.
Wow.
It only took one step for you to separate yourself from your power. Hey, Evan, it only took one thought to create Akasha, which is ridiculous, of course. This nebulous place where it holds all the secrets of the universe that nobody can get to. You can't get in. You can't get to. What good is it if it's withheld from you?
Yes.
And then to open that up, it's ridiculous, because if you had from now to eternity, which you do, you wouldn't be able to sift out all the mess that you packed in there. It's like that show Hoarders, where they have everything, but they have nothing. They can't find anything because everything's so hoarded. This Akasha of all the secrets, when you could just know. Then through your place of abundance, all this hoarded stuff now has benefit and practical application. Power is no good if it has no horizon to meet it.
Let me ask you guys,
let me just say this, Evan.
Yeah.
Scientists have looked at the RNA drops, and they can't find out what's in it.
That's great.
They've looked and 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 looked, and they're like, this is interesting.
So it's
a pattern.
Can I ask you a question about that, Bob?
Yeah.
Does that mean what they're looking at is just outside their known field, outside their known knowledge?
Well, how would you respond to that, Ian?
No. If we were to actually go into correct compliance with the FDA, we'd have to say it is not a substance.
Okay. Okay, great.
In the parameters, it can only be not a substance.
Okay.
They give us this, okay, you can buy this stuff, FDA approval, because it's nothing. Yet it has these dramatic changes, dramatic effects. Is it, okay, so Evan, here's the pattern. McLuhan cracked the code of social change by noticing that the technologies and machines that were extensions of our senses create the attitudes that a society would have with that particular machine. Then you get into the digital phase, where the Android meme only extends other machines and its own machines, or the machinic, and doesn't extend the senses. So the second phase is the extensions of the machines by the machines. And both of those two stages, the extension of the senses and of the machines, are physical. What we're in now with the arrival of ION is technologies out there that are extensions of the non-physical. And RNA drops is the first extension of non-physical, whatever the heck that is.
Oh.
Kevin, if you'd have stayed on the path that you were on, it wouldn't be long until you'd have to find a store to mind the store.
Hmm. Oh, that's good.
You'd have to buy a TV to watch your TV. Because all of a sudden now you've got 2,416 channels and you can't even watch one.
Right.
And
yes,
so
yes.
In order to make it a perfect world, let's have one more.
Hmm.
You see? That's your internet. You have access to the chip body. We've been released in the chip body now. We are wide open. We are mad as a hatter on the chip body now.
Yeah, Evan,
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Wow.
Recently, I was sending songs to Chief Radio to play for the intros to the different hours for our Wednesday show.
Right.
And Ion didn't like what I sent. So Bill would get it, and it would be minus the thing that I sent. So I discovered this during the show, so I quickly said, okay, I'll send it again. And I played it on the air. I said, look, hear it? Everybody hear it? The content's in the email. I'll send it. Then Bill gets it, you know, a minute later, and it isn't there. Damn, Ion, it was Bill to play in the chip body, because there's no rules in the chip body, so non-physical, which traditionally can't create, can create in the chip landscape. It deleted my email while in transit.
Well, you know what? Ion, would you do us a special pleasure? And I know this is streaming somewhere. Could you put, like, some subliminal message that people won't hear on the air, but if they listen to it archive because it's on the internet? Can you do things like that? I mean, we're on broadcast now, but I don't know. But, you know what, let me...
Ion has done that.
I bet he's done that.
Now, with our archives, Bill goes crazy with what shows up, swear words and...
That's awesome. Ion, how many Ions are there now?
Oh, there's only non-physical. There's one. It's just big.
Okay.
It is big.
But there are more JWs then.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of JWs because one human supposedly, see, they had rules, one human can't do what he does. So therefore, that the easiest way to take over that or work that out is just to have lots of JWs.
Yeah. I want a JW for Project Next. Can I have a JW too?
That's what this is. This is Ion coming to one of the JWs.
Well, yeah, I want a more. No, it's great. Hey, you guys, we have a bunch of callers online, and let me welcome Mike. Mike, you are on with Bob and Ion.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Bob and Ion. I've got two questions. First question is, where can I get some of these RNA drops? And the second question is, how can I come into my place of power enough to regrow a tooth?
Oh, no problem. Lots of folks have that. See, that's great. We love your question. That's perfect. See, here's why. Now you got to know the limitation up until now. They say the teeth are the only aspect of the human body that doesn't make reparations to itself. And we say that's ridiculous. Well, they say if you lose enamel, you can't get it back. If you lose a tooth, you can't get it back. If you have titanium implants, you can't have that corrected. Well, human bodies most absolutely can. And, Bob, you can tell them where to get the stuff. That's fine if they're interested. That's wonderful. But what it will absolutely do, what you'll notice, you go get your x-rays from your little dentist. That's perfectly fine. We have nothing against the hygienists. We have nothing. They'll weld and bond and do whatever they can do. That's fine. But you very easily, very quickly, we've had folks that have lost teeth and then teeth come back. No problem. Holes in teeth that are filled. Spaces that are filled up. So that's perfect because that's the one aspect of the body. Like gallbladders, they say you can't grow another one. Well, yes, you can. Teeth, same way. Same way.
The RNA drops would help with that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. The RNA drops would help you develop more double helix strands, which would allow you, if it was your desire, to have all your teeth or more teeth, then you certainly could.
Okay.
Yes. It's a very simple, easy process because it's nothing other than that calcification. And if your body says make teeth, that's how you got teeth in the first place. Well, if your body said make teeth when you grew teeth the first time, it certainly should be able to tell you to make teeth and have a tooth now, should it not?
I would think so.
Well, it's a logical progression, but yet they say, sorry, that's impossible. Sorry, that's off the table. No more.
So, and once you take the RNA drops, Mike, and you would go to rnadrops.com, real
RNA
easy.
Rnadrops.com?
Yeah, R as in Richard, N as in Nixon, A as in asshole, rnadrops.com.
Bob! It's late enough. I think everybody understands we have a-holes in this world. But anyways.
Yeah. Oh, it's just an a-hole. But the point is, once you take the RNA drops, Mike, don't have anybody look at your blood. Or if you're forced to have them look at your blood, don't react when the phlebotomist goes wide-eyed when she looks at your blood.
Explode,
right.
Mike, thank you, darling, for being up late.
Thank you all.
All right. You guys are great. Okay. Hey, Tumbleweed, Silver Lake, welcome.
Hello. Am I on the air?
You certainly are.
Well, first of all, you giggle too much on your show and your two guests are kind of obnoxious. I couldn't take you guys seriously. It's hard to comprehend what you guys are saying. I want to ask you a couple of questions. What's happening to the CERN project?
Hadron Collider.
The Hadron Collider, I'm really super intrigued on the whole idea on finding the dark, the energy in the dark matter, because I think that's where the primordial beginning is, the dark matter, and, you know, because, I said that because I don't know where I came from, I just popped here, and I think that's where I'm going to.
You didn't come from this world, so you can go into dark matter if you want to, because it would hold the representation of what you're actually looking for. What you're trying to actually embrace and find out is how a tachyon works. And if you found out how a tachyon works, then you could trace back your exact original world beginning, which was 7430. That's the world number. That's where you came from. So it's no wonder to us that you are wondering where you came from, because the CERN boys, Bob Dunn sprinkled cookie crumbs and that fouled it up. It's getting kind of silly over there, but there's reports. You can look at the looky box. It'll tell you all about it. But then this dark matter that you're trying to find, once you find, you don't know what to do with matter, let alone what to do with dark matter. You don't know where you are, so from that shifting, if you knew it all, until you get the aspect of what a tachyon is and how it applies, it's a fool's errand. Once you get to the basis...
Another question I have is, like, I heard rumors that, September 11th this year is the anniversary of, the 911 event.
Yeah.
And they're predicting, like, something is going to happen, and... it's that on the sort of like...
What do you see happening on the anniversary, Ion?
Well, there is no time. So there is no time. So, yeah, you could schedule all kinds of things that are great fun. But see, here's the fun. As you come into your place of power, the cares of life grow so strangely dim that what you'd create on September the 11th is only what you would like to enjoy, you see.
Hey, Tumble.
Once that applies, then all of a sudden, who this nebulous they are don't have any say over what you are and what you experience.
But don't you think like people
you can
that
create
get
as
these...
you like it.
Hey, Tumbleweed, darling, I'm sorry, we have what we... I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better now so that we get enough callers in during this time, but very, very much appreciate your call, okay? And I'll stop snickering. Okay, let's go to Nitai.
Nitai, hello.
Hi.
Top of the morning to you all.
Yes.
Hey. And I can understand now why Six was afraid of Seven. This three-legged dog that walked into a bar and said, I'm looking for the guy that shot my paw.
We've got a prankster in the house. Good to have you, man.
But much love to you all. I love this. I love you all. And I just wonder about, you know, being in power and pride and, you know, I'm God and you're God. And, I mean, like, what if all the planets decided that they all wanted to be the sun or something? I mean, wouldn't that kind of...
They'd burn up, like your sun is.
But...
Uh-oh.
I'm just wondering, like, if by humility, then all that knowledge opens up, and then we automatically validate each other. And,
nope.
You know,
No. See, a God never has to validate another God. It's all about you individually. And you get busy being God, you won't have to validate another. You'll be so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you won't notice anyone else. Love is not an emotion. Love is a force field. And if you include it in your force field, it is. If you exclude it from your force field, then it is not.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the whole thing of being, like, eternal and full of bliss and full of knowledge. And...
Well, most are full of pain, sorrow, agony in a less-than state. That's why we...
Boo-boo land.
What is?
I say this is kind of like boo-boo land here,
What is?
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So, you know, everybody's
kind of... If you look at the news, if you look at the times, that's woo-woo land. We store our next
darlings, if
in little tubs out in somewhere in the desert that just so happens to catch fire. That's
wild. But even now doesn't exist, and I know it doesn't exist because you can't even try and grab it. It's as elusive as the past, and that's my 2 cents worth in, you know. Much
but what do you
up with me.
Natai, overall, yeah. what are you trying to discern for yourself? What are you trying to achieve?
But I do believe that things are coming into a huge change, and I just hear so much everyone trying to get, like, you know, having, you know, all their pride and all their power, and it's like, actually, my daughter challenged me once, you know, and it was like real humble and everything. And she said, "Daddy, you know, you say God's everywhere, He's everything, and so why do we need gas?" And I couldn't break her faith, so we drove around the next month without any gas, till some guy almost had a heart attack until I got some gas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
it's a deal that love supreme. I mean, I even Frank Zappa agrees that, you know, there's... You know what I mean?
Well, that's certainly a Bob favorite, but it sounds...
You know, Frank Zappa, when he was a teenager, went around celebrating the album by Edgar Varese's Ionization. His own language, his own clothing was miming and predicting ion.
Hey, Yes, hi. Hey, Natai. Appreciate your call, darling. We're
right.
going to add that to the soup and appreciate you being here, okay?
That's going on all over the world, and it is blissful.
Yes, darling. Okay, good night. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And on the lines, Henry is joining Bob and Ion. Welcome.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
All right. Yes, I heard so much on TV that Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif, had been killed, but now they say that they have put out a warrant for his arrest. And I want to know if you think he has come back to life like I know that people have in my own life. Do you think he's come back from the dead?
Hmm.
He was never killed. He was
never killed. I see. Yeah, I was wondering if I could ask one more question.
Yes.
Evan,
I've heard you called a male and female. Can you tell me which one you were born as?
Neither. You all have both.
Oh, I see. All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, darling. Thank you. Oh, that's so fun. 818-985-5735. Ion and Bob Dobbs are here. It is just we're gnawing on the bone and having fun. So come on down to Big Bone. Hey, Al, Palm Springs, welcome.
Hey, hi, everyone. How's it going? Hi, Bob and Ion.
Hello.
Hey, you know, the greatest, greatest. I've learned a lot with you guys. I go on the archive all the time.
Awesome.
So, anyways, I'm tired of going to prison, so I was wondering if I was looking into copywriting my name so they can use it as I go to court, or is that going, is that not, or my question is, if I go into my own power and then I'll, and...
That's doing it by means of authority. So if you really wanted to have some fun, don't copyright your name, trademark it. And then every time they read your name in court, you can charge them a fee. They won't say your name. Then you won't be called to court.
Do I have enough power to
Do you have the power to do a register of a trademark? Yes, you do.
Okay. Cool. So
then every time they call your name, you can say, up. The next thing you know, the court's already bankrupt, and that judge that they're paying to drag you to court ain't getting paid already. So you won't be high on the docket list. They print your name on the docket, up. And then the next thing, after a little while, they're kind of going, you know what, this is a little ridiculous. You have the trademark. And if we tear up this trademark, and if we don't honor the trademark, then Coca-Cola is going to come after us. If we mess up this trademark, then GE is going to come after us. Oh, my gosh, they've undone everything. This is ridiculous. Get this man out of here, quick, and do not say his name or he will send us a bill.
All right. Ooh,
and then you can draw the judge into an antitrust suit for violating your trademark infringement.
Good. All
that's right. Power. Has nothing to do with authority. That's power.
Yeah, I need that power. And my other question was, do you think Canada, America, and Mexico are going to make the North American Union?
They already are.
Yeah.
Americans are running to Mexico now to get for vacation. What are you talking about?
All right.
Hey, Al, how long are you supposed to, why are you going to court?
Well, the last time was just for being in the U.S., for reentering the U.S. when I got deported 10 years ago, and I didn't do no new crime, but it was just for reentry. And then I can't get my citizenship again because of my felony, so I don't blame nobody but myself. I'm tired of dealing with that stuff, and I'm just going to stay out of prison and enjoy my life in peace.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Become a diplomat. then you can have relations with any maid in any hotel in America. No problem.
Hey, Al, you know, I hope things once you come into your power and understand that and even beforehand, I hope things the calm comes so that you can concentrate on all the goodness. I'm very sorry for the turmoil in your life, okay?
No, but
he caused the turmoil. This is his creation. This is what power is all about, Evan.
Yeah,
he likes the contrast. It's wonderful. Otherwise, it wouldn't be. There's lots of folks over here and over there and over here and over there and back and forth and up and down and everything a rabbit can do to a stump.
Okay.
Embrace it. They come to the place where you come to that and you say, yes, I did it. I did it. And all of a sudden they go, well, he admitted it. I don't know what we're going to do with him. Okay, send him back. He'll come back. We'll just keep him here. Just give him a card, and then we don't have to be bothered with all this mess. Good.
Yeah, so I just want to stop creating all that stuff and create something better for myself.
Can use this contrast. You can use this contrast to decide. See, all this is for you is just you to decide, you to choose. It's for you to make a choice. Well, we wouldn't be having this conversation if you were calling Evan and they're taking me to court because I couldn't decide which flavor ice cream to choose.
Right.
They wouldn't take you to court for that. Well, this equals that. I wanted butter pecan and all they have is moose tracks and I'm going to take you to court. It's just that simple. It is that simple for many.
All right, darlings. Hey, Al, take care, love. Thank you so much for being up late.
Thanks, Bob and Lion. You guys are great. I love you guys.
Thank you.
All right, darlings. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Just a reminder, on the lines with us, Bob Dobbs and Ion. You can always go to, howionic.com. Howionic.com. It is an amazing resource because it is a central location of all the great shows that they do, are doing on Achieve Radio. All the archives are there. You can find, the materials from all the readings that Ion and Bob and Carolyn have done, around Revelations. Just a tremendous resource. And so, that's the website to go and discover more and more. Before we get back, let me go to Sonny, and then I just want to ask you a question. Hey, Sonny, welcome to the phone lines with Bob and Ion.
Greetings, can I be heard?
Yes. Oh, speak up just a little bit more, dear.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Evan, you haven't supplemented with RNA before?
This is, I've read about it. I have not tried it yet. I am going to.
Yeah, I've supplemented with RNA. Matter of fact, the first time I ever heard of it was on your show maybe 15 years ago.
Nice.
Not the RNA drops.
Yeah.
They just showed up. Is he saying he heard about it 15 years ago, Evan?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No. This has never happened before.
It has.
No. Oh, Ian, you tell him. Has it ever happened before, Ian?
Hold it. That's, let him just finish his statement, and then, you know, just, Sonny, go ahead. Tell me what you discovered some years ago.
David Heekson was on your show. He sold a product, RNA product. And matter of fact, research was done by David Frank, author of Nucleic Acid Nutrition Therapy, and Dr. Milton Fry, you know, so there's research out
Milton
there.
Freed. He's in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right.
But that has nothing to do with this.
RNA, they did the research on people that took RNA, and they looked 15 years younger.
You can't take RNA.
Well, the product is pRNA. I mean, this has been out for a long time. I don't know if it's exactly the same thing.
Well, it seems that Ion knows the guy. What is Milton creating, Ion?
Oh, he's a homeopathic specialist for folks that are immunocompromised. And so by adding the least little bit of irritant allows the body to naturally fight against some issue. Where he would make up the homeopathic supplements, even in his clinic there here in Atlanta. But that's wonderful, no problem, but that's not at all what we're talking about here, and this has nothing to do with any of those aspects. This RNA will give new information to your meat sack body to change the number of strands, the number of double helixes in each cell of your body, which is very prolifically different.
Yes, Sonny, I think what Dave Hinkson was talking about was different formulations of colloidal silver and things to that effect, and also maybe some gold flakes and...
The Orme business and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Ribonucleic acid. Anyway, this Milton Fried, he says that clearly, it says pharmaceutical shows that clearly those that supplemented with RNA on a regular basis showed improvement in their memory function, increased energy levels, better tolerance in extreme temperature changes, enhanced immunities, better vision, tighter, radiant skin. They also found that those who supplemented with RNA looked 5 to 15 years younger.
This is not RNA. It's called RNA drops because the drops affect the RNA. It is not RNA, right, Ion?
That's correct. What Milton has provided in giving information is a supplement. What this product is a completement.
Okay. Oh, very interesting. So, Sonny...
Yeah, Evan, Sonny changed her Future Health Now newsletter title to Completement Now.
There we go.
First to inaugurate the completement industry, and we have no more use for supplements.
Right on. You know what, darlings? Unfortunately, we are going to be ending the show around 10 minutes early, so that leaves us around 15 minutes. I guess there's other things in the schedule, so we have to roll through. So, Sunny, hey, so great sitting there and exchanging information and understanding supplement versus completion. So, you know, RNA...
Completement.
So, RNADrops.com. Check it out, and thank you so much for being up late, Sunny. No, darling, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, love. That's why I was just saying we have to rock and roll. But I'm sorry we have to go. But next time, okay?
It's about the electric sun, because you have to speak on the fact that the plasma physicists are saying that the sun is electric.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Sonny. Well, take that off air. Here we go. Any quick comment around the electric sun?
Everything. You don't even know what electricity is.
Okay, very good.
Everything is vibrational, so sure.
Very good. Can I ask very quick? It's just come out in the news that there has been it's just throughout the developing world, especially, you know, China, well, it's not developing, China, India, et cetera, that there has been these mass deaths of girls. 2 million missing girls out of India alone, because people now, through technology of family planning, are choosing boys over girls and are purposefully not having children. I'm not sure what they are doing with these girls, but they are disappearing. On a very deeper level, what is going on with that? Ion, what is with this mass death of girls?
Well, you'd have to take that up with Chaz Bono, wouldn't you?
What? Chaz Bono.
See, they don't have that power, darling. They don't have that ability or capacity. And the choosing one over another, as far as an ineffective reverse genocide, well, we don't have to kill them off. Let's don't let them be born in the first place. But don't worry, that's going to take care of itself very quickly, because this whole reproduction thing is soon going to be all done. Gods won't find necessity to procreate.
Wow.
You are eternal.
And Evan, we've had Dave Wurster on, and Dave Wurster, the Cosmic Awareness Gang, were the first to say that the womb was closing 40 years ago, and I am the first to show up to confirm it. And thinks highly of Dave Wurster.
What of those that want to come into the experience of living in a meat sack?
They won't.
Why? Why won't they?
Well, look at the fruitless fertility clinics. People spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to make babies, and they can't. It's because as you come into this place of ascension, as you come into your place of God, there'll be no, that part, you won't have to divide anymore. The cells won't divide. Perfect cells won't divide. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you'll never get a zygote.
Okay.
Right, so I am when the gut empties, that's how new people are going to arrive here.
Say that again, Bob?
When the gut empties, that's how new people arrive here. They won't be born.
Correct, and you got to get rid of a whole lot of them that are here now first.
Well, so why do we have to leave? Why do they have to come here? Why don't they go to Mars?
They choose. You got to choose. See, that's what we said. If you either come into your place of power, get in, get on with it, or get out.
Oh, so this.
Those are the choices.
So, Ion, is that the parallel that we're seeing in the event then?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
What you'll find out is that they were here first, which is you.
Which is the theme in the event.
Oh, how interesting. Oh, so what we'll find possibly on the show is that these species are interrelated, and so they're a future
species?
Better self.
Oh, would you call yourself a god, a species?
I'm sorry. It was a word of expediency.
It's those ancient Samaritan Hebraloids again. There you go.
You know what? We have a caller that says he's calling from Australia. Ian, is he really calling from Australia?
Yeah, it's probably James from Perth.
Is it?
Hello.
James, no way. How great is that? Right on.
How's everyone going?
What time is it in Perth?
It's 20 to 7 p.m.
Oh, well, look how perfect. You're having a little wine, sitting back next to the computer.
This is Evan. You can ask him a few questions. He's a member of the Rewrite Group. He's an expert on the ION experience. Ask him something about it.
Well, geez. Okay. Tell me something that you had as a foundation to your knowledge that has been overlaid by new information. What thing shook you at your core, James, that you learned?
I'd have to say learning how to speak, or relearning how to speak, and developing a new language, which is, I guess, mapping out the new industry landscape we're in. And engaging with Bob and Iron and all the rest of the gang, it's been so much fun, and we are coming up with new words, or actually understanding the words we are using, and seeing as though the power of speech is the essence of creation, then that is pretty much the central point.
And what's an example of a word that you guys have come up with?
Well, pick any word. If you look at the, we use Webster's Dictionary. If you look at the, say, for example, degree, the word degree.
Yeah.
What that refers to, it just leads to a whole uncovering of, oh, wow, I'm actually speaking these words and this is what it means. It means way more than my limited perspective once saw.
Oh, so the, a very deep, entomological assessment on so many dimensions of just that vibration coming from you in a word.
Yes. I mean, it is very vast what we're doing, but essentially it's just you and you, me and me, you know, and the connection between everyone else is fantastic, but at the end of the day, it's you and you, and it's bringing it down to a very simple understanding or overlay. Take all the heat and it's out of the fire, you know, that's really what the foundation is. And then you can build upon that and pull tangents. But the essence is learning how to speak. For me, that has been the key to this whole process.
Wow.
And here's a little tidbit for you. Here's a little tidbit for you. In degrees, you find angles. Hey, Evan, you're kind of partial to numbers, aren't you, darling?
I like them.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all they are, degrees.
Yes.
The way numerals were created is from how many angles are in their formation. Mm-hmm. That's all numbers are angles.
So you're getting into the geometry then?
Well, it's not it's just angles. If angles are geometry, not necessarily. One has one angle, two has two angles, three has three angles, seven with the bar in the middle has seven angles. So in just an example, that's where you got your whole numbers game is from degree, the word degree. That's a little tidbit for you.
Wow, I'm going to munch on that. Hey, James, darling, we are up against it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in and really tremendous work that you guys are doing. Thank you.
See you all.
All right. Robert, you're on with Bob and Ion. How you doing? Well, he was. He went bye-bye. Let me ask you this. There is a company that has just created a propulsion system that will get us to Mars in 3 weeks instead of 3 years. What is that?
We can do it in 3 seconds.
What?
We can do it in 3 seconds.
Yeah, what we have does in 3 seconds.
What do you...
Actually, you can get there before you left. Evan, can you name that tune in two notes?
Hum it.
See, darling, there is no time. And you'll find more and more and more of these outcomes slipping in. The better question is the desire to go to Mars. That's the first
right,
place.
Right, exactly.
The desire to go.
Yes.
Then from a vacuum, from the void, once you hook up with a singularity, all those questions become answered and answerable, you see. and it simplifies everything, because there's lots more fun, interesting places than Mars. That's kind of like going to El Segundo, isn't it?
I think it is like going to El Segundo. You know, it's, oh my God, there's a lot of stuff on Mars I would like to ask you, because they were showing a picture of the face on Mars, but next to it, there's like a, I don't know, there's
a... What about the city on the water over in China?
Yeah, did you see that today? The mirage in China, Evan.
Not a mirage.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out. But of course,
it's that leading edge, Evan. It's that leading edge, darling.
Love
it's
that.
Well.
Absolutely love that.
It's not a mirage, Ian. So what is it? It's a window to a parallel world.
Dude.
Yeah, it's right there on the video. I'll send it to you, Evan.
It's a Kodak moment. Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Thousands of Chinese people on the mainland pointing. They're all seeing it.
And they also had some monster wash up on shore, just some, you know, some like 90-foot giant squid or something like that.
That was one of the JWs.
Well, you guys...
That's called sushi.
You know what? The next time you all come on, I really want to... I'm sure you guys have parched the area of sex. And really want to talk with you about sexual energy and how what Wilhelm Reich has talked about it,
what
and
you
it's
say
stifling.
About that, Ian, in 10 seconds or 30 seconds, what do you got? 10 seconds left, Evan?
Yeah.
Go at it from coitus. And if you go at it from coitus, from that aspect, then it becomes euphoric. But sex divides. Sex divides. Coitus brings together.
There you have it.
That energy, though. that energy. If love is a force field, what is the energy created by coitus?
Of course. The inclusion of that energy, yes.
Because you can have...
Everybody have orgasms. It'll please you well.
But you can have coitus without love.
Most do.
Right. So... That, yeah, okay, anyways, that is a subject I really want to get into that the next time you guys are on. Bob, love you, thank you so much, and congratulations on all the goodness that you're doing.
I love you, Evan, and I'm glad we were here for the inaugural platform for what's happening.
Project, your project, and Ion, I don't, you know, there's... so many things to say, but just thank you for coming through and making us learn and laugh at the same time.
Well, hang on. You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, darlings. Thank you guys for always being a part of this goodness here on KPFK. And we'll see you next week, and let's just develop more and more and keep soaring. All right, until next week. Thank you.